Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. We're up in South Haven tonight. Ryan Servetus, a full-time broker from Century 21 Affiliated, 16 years of experience, specializes in Southwest Michigan between New Buffalo to West Olive, particularly waterfront communities and homes. He currently sits on the board of directors for the Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, chairman of the Governmental Affairs Committee. That could be a long, boring discussion. Also serves as the National Association of Realtors appointed state representative for resort and second home properties designated for Michigan. Every realtor designation you could possibly have, he's got. That just means lots of training and classroom experience besides all the sales. In South Haven here, Ryan served as the Township Planning Committee Chairman member from 2004 to 2008 and on the South Haven Superintendent's Committee Leadership Council as a member. More than 40 sales in the past year, a number of listings, but they're moving off the they're selling quick.
Yeah.
A lot of five-star reviews for Ryan out on the internet, not hard to find either. Amanda says, we were so impressed with Ryan. I can't sound like an Amanda. His flexibility in meeting with us, his responsiveness to questions, and ability to negotiate successfully with seller agents. His service is unmatched. He was on top of things every step of the way, offering his expert advice and knowledge. We could not thank him enough. And Amber, who wrote, I braced myself for my first home buying experience, but it was a lucky day when I asked Ryan to help. I couldn't be happier with the wonderful home he found for my family for less than we expected to spend. Walked me through the process, found a number of places for us to check out, as well as taking us through numerous homes, more than we asked him to. In the end, he asked that we look at a home that didn't have everything we were looking for because it was so well-priced and we fell in love. Saved money and eventually got the house we were looking for, by the way. And the beautiful surprise, we actually could afford waterfront property if we did it right. Now we raise our family in a beautiful piece of property in the perfect cottage I've always dreamed of. His email is info@callryan.com. Website is callryan.com, R-Y-A-N, easy to remember. And his cell phone is 269-252-7926. Also in the studio with Union Home Mortgage, Jim Postella, 30-plus years in Southwest Michigan mortgage and banking, and more than almost all of it recently up here in South Haven. Her cell phone number is 269-214-6501. Email jpostella@unionhomemortgage.com. And that's all we have time for today. Ryan, welcome to the studio. It's been a while since you've been in a cozy studio.
Yes, it has. So. Feels good, though.
Yeah.
Although I do need to get a hold of Amber and who's the other one on here? Amanda. I need to make sure I send them a thank you gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and there are a lot of five-star reviews sitting out there for you as well. You have a number of great homes we're going to talk about here, but tell me what the market's like in South Haven as we're getting ready to start October.
Well, we're going into our busiest season historically. South Haven seems to always be busy, and it seems with more pure Michigan ad campaigns going out from the state, hitting targets like Cincinnati, St. Louis, Indianapolis, of course, to Chicago, Ann Arbor. They just keep coming. It's people, they come here. Had a couple from a little family come from Seattle this summer. Never been here before. They thought the Great Lakes were like big ponds. Well, they came here and they fell so much in love with it after a week. They actually sent me an email that they're actually looking to relocate here if they can. Her husband works for a utility company and applied for a position in Holland, in the city.
We've got work here.
Yes, we do. We have a number of jobs available. State's doing great. Yeah. So.
And the cost of living here compared to Seattle, how much house you can buy is just a whole lot less. And in general, we have better weather.
We do.
You got to get it with January and February, but
yeah.
They have a lot more cloudy and rainy days.
We keep that discussion for later down the pipe.
Well, maybe they like to ski, too. It's entirely possible.
possible.
Yes.
How long have you known Jen?
I've known Jen pretty much the entire career that I've been in since she was at Chemical Bank.
We started out in kindergarten.
Yes. Seems like it. You know, I look at almost 15, 16 years. It's wow. When you actually, it doesn't hit you until I hear you say that. The time has gone by so fast. But no, Jen's probably one of the first people I've met in the financial industry for lending here. And she's been great. She's got a good name in the community. So
yeah. Thank you.
Yep. That's well earned. So, and she'll pay you later. We need to take a quick break and take care of the radio side of business, but we'll be right back. Again, we've got Jen Postello from Union Home Mortgage. Cell phone 269-214-6501. If you're looking to get pre-qualified to buy a home or you want to refinance because of where rates are at, email jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com. Ryan Servetus with C21 Affiliated. Again, the website's real easy. CallRyan.com. And it'll transfer you over to the other site, but it's easier, much easier to remember that. His email is info@callryan.com, and his cell phone is 269-252-7926. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate in South Haven tonight with Jen Postello, Jay Postello at unionhomemortgage.com, 269-214-6501, and Ryan Servetus of Century 21 Affiliated, cell phone 269-252-7926. Website is callryan.com, and the email is easy. It's info@callryan.com. We were just talking, you know, about the Pure Michigan ads running in all kinds of places around the region, and a couple you had, a family from Seattle that's considering moving back into this area. Over the course of, I mean, this is normally where we get second home buyer season in the fall, but over the course of this year, have you seen most of your sales be from people out of the area or people who are looking to make that primary residence, Southwest Michigan and South Haven, Covert, this entire stretch?
That's a two-part question.
Yes.
Almost all of my buyers are second home buyers, but they're second home buyers with the intent on retiring here full time. That's what we're really seeing is, Ryan, we're going to buy a home now and we'll retire in 5 to 10 years. This is where we're going to live here. At least until January, February, when they might go to Arizona or Florida.
Right.
But yeah, almost everyone who's coming here is looking at the future of becoming a full-time South Havenite, which is nice.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful community.
One thing I would like to see is we're starting to see a little more peak of full-time families that are looking in the area. And that's good, because for a while we weren't getting many families looking in here as more retirees or single empty nesters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's the, I'm seeing some of that more South County, and folks who, for instance, who live over by Detroit and haven't quite retired yet, but they're 2 years out, you know, and so they're buying that second home now. And then when they sell the house back on the other side of the state, they'll retire over here and pay off that mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to some of the listings you have on. And off the top of your head, there's a couple of listings we weren't going to talk about, but you just sold two houses this morning.
Well, not just me, but some of
your
the great
team.
Our team, some great agents in our office. They just called me as I was coming into this radio interview and let me know the good news that after a couple showings, they've got the offers in and accepted listed today, and they're priced anywhere from the mid $150,000 range to the $700,000+ range. So you can see the whole spectrum is open right now with buyers and sellers.
Well, and that's the great thing about the South Haven region. You've got that spread. Or if you want, you can go just a little farther off the other side of 96 and have a little land, but still be close to the beaches, as it were.
That's what I like. Anywhere you go, you're 5 minutes away from downtown beach, and you can still have a place that's $200,000 or under, or you can come in and you can be right on the lake, depending on what you're looking for.
Yeah, and depending on what your capability range is. This is highly affordable. 79934 Ramblewood Drive in Covert. 49043 is the zip code. The listing price is only $299,000. And this is not Covert as in downtown. This is Covert closer to Lake Michigan.
This is correct. If you take Blue Star Highway and head south past the power plant, you get a bunch of fire lanes.
Yep.
Well, just before the fire lanes, there's this great little community that sits off in the 1920s called Palisades Park.
Yeah.
This is 600+ acres of quiet hillside, dunes, trails, boardwalk that goes the entire south end to the north end along the lake.
Wow.
Community shops, soda shops, tennis courts. It's a great little place. You'll see anything from a 1920s cottage that's seasonal to a brand new $1 million home in there.
Yeah. And because it's down a fire lane, unless you go out and Google Map Earth it, you know, I've done that and gone, I didn't know that was there.
It is amazing. We have a lot of agents who want to come in the area and show it. And like, okay, so how do I find this place? Because once you get out there, it's one way, dirt roads. I mean, it's really like stepping back in time. But the buyers who look at this are the buyers who are saying, Ryan, we're busy all year long. We have sports. We have work. I need a week or two in the summertime to bring my family back and reconnect. And that's what this kind of house is going to draw. This is going to draw somebody who wants to turn off the technology, have their family back together, and just reunite.
You've got three bedrooms and two baths, 1,160 square feet. It has a beautiful cottage look with that lower deck and the steps coming down. So the interior is immaculate.
Yeah, it looks like a beautiful place. I've done several loans in that area, Palisades Park, in the past, and it's a great place to live and vacation.
Well, I would tell you, if you're going to live there, you may want to have a snowmobile or a Hummer during January, February, because I ventured out there in the wintertime, even with it plowed, going up and down those sand dunes can be entertaining or frightening, depending on where your car decides to start to slide off towards the cliff. So yeah. I've been there.
A long time ago, it used to be non-saleable type product, but now it is something that can be sold to the secondary market. I do know that.
Yeah,
Fannie Mae and check that out.
Freddie Mac. Zoned residential, taxes were $6,600, but non-homesteaded.
Covert is a non-homesteaded area. A lot of people didn't know that, but there is not homestead allowed in Covert at this time.
Is that partially because of the taxes that are paid for by the plant?
I'm not sure why they've done that, but I might be.
So, but again, and just a beautiful setting off in the ravine and in the woods, and beautiful brick fireplace in the living room. Some nice French doors opening up between living room and other areas of the house. The looks like slate countertop. This is completely remodeled and just immaculate inside, and a nice four season porch off of one end of the house too.
I will say this is a nice home because it's on top of a sand dune, and just to the west of it is the association's water tank for their water line, and on top of that they built a viewing deck. So even though the association maintains it, nobody's going to climb up an entire dune to go up another set of stairs to look at this deck. So pretty much this house gets to enjoy this deck to itself.
So just a quick question, and again you can find, let me give you the address again, 79934 Ramblewood Drive in Covert. And you can find amazing pictures of it online at callryan.com. But the stairs coming down and the deck that I can see looking out, and you can see Lake Michigan, is that part of the association deck or is that part of the deck for this house?
Those are part of the association. That sits right at the bottom of the hill where this cottage is at.
Oh, I can see it coming out the back door almost for the front door, whichever it may be. Association, so there's dues?
Yes, $1,800 a year is all the dues you pay for there.
$150 a month for this kind of privacy and beauty. And if you want to see it again, Ryan surveyed us. The phone number is 269-252-7926. Website's callryan.com, and his email is info@callryan.com. It's just an amazingly beautiful property. We need to take another quick break. We'll be right back with some more phenomenal homes. It's Ryan surveyed us from Century 21 Affiliated and Jen Postello from Union Home Mortgage on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate. Brought to you by...
by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're in South Haven this week. I'm John Wallace, and in the studio, it's Ryan Servetus with Century 21 Affiliated, broker and more five-star recommendations online than you can possibly read in a day. info@callryan.com is the email. Once again, info@callryan.com. The website, of course, callryan.com. You got to go out and look at some of these properties. And his cell phone is 269-252-7926. And also from Union Home Mortgage, Jim Postella, more than 30 years of experience in the mortgage and banking industry. Most of it up here in South Haven. Email jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com. Cell phone 269-214-6501. We were talking to the very beginning about that range in this region of I can find something for just over 100 and I can find something for a couple million, depending on what I'm interested in or my price range. And you've got a great listing at 1052 Phoenix Street for only $158,000.
That's correct. Our office just listed this a little bit ago. I think we're going into about a few weeks now. And the thing I love about this house is it puts you in town. It puts you walking distance to the beaches, to the shops, to the cafes, to the marinas, and you're at under $160,000. We're talking about a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home that has hardwood floors. It's got all brand-new HVAC, furnace, water lines, sewer lines, new deck, windows, siding, roof. Wow. Anything in here is completely updated, and you're looking at 1,400 square feet. You got main level over 1,000 square feet and a bedroom and bathroom upstairs for another 400 square feet.
Yeah, our first house when we moved into Southwest Michigan, or back to Southwest Michigan, I should say, was a Cape Cod. Originally built in 1931, but completely remodeled. And that, again, the ability to walk to the beach, walk right downtown to all the shops and some of the nice brew pubs and or the bookstore. I like the bookstore a lot.
With the brew pubs.
But for only $158,000, if you're whether you're primary residence, that's a great thing, or 0% homesteaded on this one, the property taxes are only $3,213. So highly affordable and just a beautiful remodel on the inside. And one of that thing about that 1930s and late 1920s kind of construction, you get those art entryways. I just love those.
Yes. And the best part, there's a garage. Remember how we talked about January, February here?
Uh-huh.
You have a garage. So.
I noticed also that with this type of a home, you can go any type of program. You don't have to just do a conventional loan. You could look at doing FHA or rural development and putting less money down. 100% financing is the rural development loan. So.
Well, and rural development, all of South Haven, is the only thing you get limited by for rural development is A, your income, because it has income limits, and B, you're not buying the $1 million lakefront house. But otherwise, if it's within the house price range and your income limits, all of this region of Van Buren County qualifies for rural development, which is, as we've seen, sometimes sellers are paying closing costs. The buyer can walk into the house with essentially no money down, out of pocket.
We're seeing more and more of that lately. I'm doing a deal right now where they're asking for 6% closing costs and prepaids, and it's working out great because you have a lot of young first-time buyers who have good credit. They just don't have the savings, so it's getting them in a home.
Not only that, but in general, depending on the price range of the home, they're ending up spending less a month on the house than what they were paying for rent previously, and then they're building equity for the future. And once you take care of them, then in 3 to 5 years, when they're ready to move up to something bigger, they'll call you back.
Exactly.
Repeat customers. Ryan's cell phone, 252-7926. Let's describe some of the other features of this house. Again, just a beautiful, nice, quiet neighborhood downtown. Got some fence posts out in the yard.
Well, you mentioned the arches, and that right alone when you walk in gives it character. You got the old hardwood floors that are refinished with those arches, and you go through, like Jennifer just mentioned, that kitchen. It's a little galley kitchen, but the way it's done, it's nice and bright and light. You've got the glass door cases on there, the old hinges that are exterior hinges. So it just screams to a day and time when things were built with quality.
The woodwork around the frames of the doors, for instance, and the windows, we're talking about real natural wood, not some fiber press stained kind of stuff. Nothing against that if that's what a builder's using these days. And it looks to me like from that front porch that that might have been an addition. But that's nice because in the winter, for instance, when you're letting somebody out of the house, you're not letting all that cold air right into the main living area.
Exactly. And if you go through there, you can see on the photos online, the old glass doors that are still there, like you said, the extra wide wood trim, and just the fireplace is beautiful. In the wintertime, when you want to come in, it's a cool evening. It's a perfect place to sit and relax and warm up and watch a TV show or, you know, read a book.
And when they to the remodel of the kitchen and to the update, I like these kind of cabinets a lot. Yeah, you've got some cabinets that are completely closed and you can't see what's behind them, because we all want those too. But most of the cabinets that are right at eye standing level have those nice glass doors, and the looks like the window pane look like a, so it's easy to see this is what's stored here. And
looks like a very charming place.
It is a great little place. If you look at the front door there, that's interior. That's a solid door. Like you said, like we were talking earlier, there's no fiberboard. It's not metal. It's old solid oak, which is nice. And then when you go to the basement and lower level, all the rafters are open, so you can see where they ran a new PEX lines, the new return lines. Everything in there is ready to go. So somebody who's looking for their first home, they can know going in here, they should not have any maintenance for a while down the road.
And beautiful brick fireplace in the living room as well. Now, is that, that's for wood. That's not gas hooked up.
There's a gas line to it?
If you wanted to put in a gas fire log, you could. Or if you, well, you might burn wood if you were taking care of the gas line first.
Yeah.
But, and as you said, you know, it's $158,000. I got room for a starter family or a young couple. And rural development is no down payment and will qualify all day long. For, if you're interested, you can call Ryan to see the house and call Jen to get pre-qualified and understand what rural development requires. Ryan's cell phone number again is 252-7926. Website callryan.com, so you can see the beautiful pictures of this house. And the his email is info@callryan.com. And again, the address is 1052 Phoenix Street in South Haven, and the listing price is only $158,000. We jump up a little bit. Oh, by the way, that house is empty, right?
The house
it's
is
move-in
empty.
Ready. I can go in turnkey. I don't have to do anything other than close and get the keys.
As soon as Jennifer closes you, yep. You get the keys handed to you.
Less than 30 days.
Yep.
If your ducks are in a
be
row.
Be in there before the holidays.
And do what she says. Yeah, well, yeah, we can still close in October.
Yes.
Just make an offer this weekend.
Yes.
Moving up to the 369.5 price range, this is also looks like an empty, ready-to-move-in kind of house. Just gorgeous. 605 North Bailey Avenue in South Haven. And I love this two-story, almost farmhouse look with extensions on it and the American flagpole hanging off in the back by the garage and the walkway just rocking right up to that, you know, that friendly porch where we all, a long time ago, used to all sit on the porch and talk to our neighbors, as it were.
And that's true. First time I met the sellers, they were sitting on the front porch. So where else in the city of South Haven are you going to find 3/4 acre?
Wow.
And 3/4 acre, 5 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, and 3,600 plus feet. I mean, the house, it was a small house that they built on over the years, and it's immaculate. There is enough room for you and your family and your extended family, if you can put up with them, or if you can't, you can put them in another section of the house.
Put them upstairs, yes.
Yeah.
There's enough room where you can have your own privacy. But this is a great area, and then to the north is city property for a drain, so it gives you a nice breaker between your neighbors and out the back. So when I go through this house, I look at it, and the price per square foot for what you get is just unreal, especially in the city of South Haven. And it's a newer home. The 3-car garage around the side that comes in on a lower level is wonderful. He actually has a tractor in there for yard work, 2 cars, and toys. So if you got kayaks, bicycles, even a golf cart to get downtown, this is one of those perfect locations where it puts you in the city if you have enough extended room for family and friends, but you're not in the hustle and bustle.
Well, not only that, but and it was built in 2007 before they did all the work that they did to it, but 5 bedrooms and 5 baths. So there's another, depending on zoning, you could tell me because you know in the area, this would make a great bed and breakfast in the summer if you could get zoned to do that. And if not, there's, you got a big family, this is perfect. Or, as we've talked about other, I'm looking for maybe a second home now and I can entertain and have friends over and I can have family over and stay and then they can go away and we can just stay here in our on the main floor because the master bedroom's on that main floor.
That's correct.
Master bath too.
Yes, that's correct. And that's one thing. This is a multi-generational home where you can move into it now. And as you get older, you don't have to worry about climbing those stairs. And as you mentioned too, if you can't do a bed and breakfast correct because of zoning, you know, it'd be a great place if somebody's looking at, okay, we're only up here now. We haven't retired yet. Maybe we want to rent out a few weeks out of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great thing for if somebody has an anniversary or say grandma and grandpa turning 80 years old and we want to get together with our family and our grandkids and celebrate in South Haven. This is a place you can go to.
Yeah. And much, much bigger, updated and beautiful. My brother has a house on Lake Michigan in Muskegon right across the street from the beach. And it's an old Cape Cod too. But he rents it out from June through Labor Day and it makes his mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has property taxes he pays on his own, you know, and he moves back in the summer to stay with mom and dad, but because he teaches in Muskegon schools. But we're not saying, you're not saying, yes, you can get zoned to do rental here or not exactly. That's got to be worked on. But the city of South Haven is a little more favorable to that in some areas because they know that's a big seller for houses in the area.
Well, we got very lucky. Our city council and government did a real extensive job on giving us a rental regulations. Actually, it's so good that other cities throughout the nation now are following South Haven ordinance, as I'd say. What it costs is a registration fee. Mm-hmm. They can do an inspection if they choose to, and then you have to put a placard in the front window. So if there is an issue or noise, they know who to contact.
Right.
The city does require, if you live more than 45 minutes away from your home, that you do use a local property manager to manage it.
Sure.
And then, of course, if there is an issue, three strikes, you're out. You can lose your rental privileges for the following year, and you'll have some fines. So far, we haven't had very many issues of anything.
This doesn't look like a party animal house, though. This looks like a kind of place that you'd have. And in my brother's place, for instance, in Muskegon, he's booked out through 2019 at this point because the same families come back year after year and hardly ever stop coming back to open up a new week. But whether you're going to live it as a primary residence, a secondary residence, or use it in that sense, it's just gorgeous all the way through. Again, beautiful hardwood. Yeah, hardwood floors.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and some French doors leading outside, a lot of light coming through, nice wide staircase going up to the second floor, and that looks like it's right off of there's a sitting area right there that extends off into the bigger living room as well. Huge, huge closets.
Yes, that's the thing that gets you when you go up to the upper level, the master bedroom and the sitting room that's just off the bedroom itself is almost like its own wing of the house. And then it has a mirror image of it on the other side that's almost exactly the same, just reversed. So there's definitely enough room there. And every bedroom upstairs except for one has its own bathroom. The other one's just kind of a Jack and Jill.
Sure.
Right,
but
off
there's
of
still
it.
And you kind of got to have that in house design. So if you got guests over, there's a bathroom they can use without going into a bedroom. Mm-hmm. But you're still five bedrooms, five bathrooms. So there's no, Jill won't let me into the bathroom. She's been in there for 2 hours.
You won't have a problem if you need to go.
I guess not.
Lower level and main level washer and dryer, which is nice. So if you don't feel like going down the stairs and going to the lower level basement, you can do it right on the main level.
Well, and there is a main level master bedroom, master bath too, right?
Because correct.
At my age, if I was moving up to buying this kind of house, I don't want to be doing stairs.
No.
Whether it's laundry or sleep.
Right. It's like a three-car garage.
Three-car garage, definitely enough room. You'll see there's a tractor and two vehicles and then toys in there. So like I said, it's located perfect where if you want to go downtown, you go and register your golf cart,
yep.
And then you can take that downtown and back, and you don't have to worry about taking your car or anything else.
And we're not saying they are, but maybe some of the toys and tractor might be available in the sale too. They just wouldn't be part of your official purchase agreement.
Correct. Jen probably doesn't want to see you mortgage a tractor.
No. No, we hate that. And occasionally it drives me nuts when I do it. Why? You've been doing real estate for 30 years now. Why would you put you get the master bed and the dresser in your purchase agreement? 605 North Bailey Avenue in South Haven, 369-500. Again, you've got 3,600 square feet, so a great price. Ryan can't answer right now. He's on the radio.
That's right.
They want to buy this house.
That was quick.
Well, that works. Things sell quickly. Fireplace, again, property taxes. I saw them somewhere very reasonable, $62.98. That is 100% homesteaded. So if you were going to turn into a rental or a bed and breakfast kind of thing, the property taxes are going to change just to be aware ahead of time. $369.5 is not going to qualify for rural development. That's too much price range. So, but otherwise, you know, FHA, VA, of course, cash is always best.
Yeah,
we like cash.
I don't.
I like cash when I have it, but it seems to end up in my wife's pocket instead.
Do you know what, though? The way rates are so low right now, it seems that you can do something better with your cash and go ahead and get
the
mortgage.
You should be able to.
Yes,
the way
absolutely.
The market's been climbing, too. If you want to see this house again, well, you can just see it online at callryan.com. The pictures are amazing. Email is info@callryan.com, and Ryan's cell phone number, if somebody didn't just buy it, is 269-252-7926. Jen Postello, if you want to get pre-qualified, her cell phone number is 269-214-6501, and the email is jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com. We're talking with Jen Postello and Ryan Servetus. Ryan's with Century 21 Affiliated. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in. and they were just completely helpful. And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate. We're up in South Haven, actually using the Cozy Studios tonight. In the studio, it's Ryan Cervatas, Century 21 affiliated, more than 16 years in the business and an expert in waterfront homes across Southwest Michigan in particular. His cell phone is 269-252-7926. Email is info@callryan.com and the website callryan.com. And Jen Postello, Union Home Mortgage, her email is jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com and her cell phone is 269-214-6501. This last piece of property we want to talk about, not something that comes up on the market very often, I would expect. You've got 47 acres along Lake Michigan. It's not 47 acres of beachfront. It's 47 acres altogether for just under $3 million. It's that psychological thing. 2.99999, however the number of nines work out to. Just a dollar below $3
million. Just a dollar.
So it's a bargain.
It is a great bargain.
47 acres and completely undeveloped along Lake Michigan. Again, it just doesn't come up that often.
1,100 square feet of your own beach frontage. Imagine that. 1,100 feet.
Wow.
You can go out there.
Lake Michigan. We're not talking about Little Pawpaw Lake.
Right. You can go out there and act like you're European. You can have your own new beach. No one's going to bother you.
Well, all three of us were Europeans at some point in time. Our families were.
Yes. But this is a great wooded piece of property. If you're familiar with South Haven, you just take Doctor's Row, which is off 14th Avenue, and head south towards Pilgrim's Haven. And that's the brand new Nature Conservancy there on 18th. That's on the north side of the road. And if you haven't been out there, I highly suggest you get out there and check it out.
The Nature Conservancy, you mean?
Yes. Brand new parking lot, new berm they put in. It goes right down to the beach. It is ADA accessible. They have a concrete walking path that goes right down to the water. And this is on the entire south lane almost of that property. It's fully
so the other, because it's in the conservancy, that's never going to get developed.
Never going to get developed, which is nice. So now you have really no noisy neighbors to the north of you, except for, you know, who's ever out there in the middle of the daytime before the park shuts. But this is a great street. I think currently there are four or five residents that live on this street total, and that's it. And the rest is the property owners here.
Wow.
So it's all wooded. It's all sand. There is a nice creek that separates the eastern side of this property. And pretty much any developer we looked at, they're all looking at doing green building out there. Maybe 20, 25 tops on density with a lot of nature trails that would go over to the beach and also sure. use access, of course, to the conservancy across the street. So there's a lot of opportunity you could do with this property if you do it right.
Again, that kind of acreage and that much Lake Michigan beach frontage, that's just really hard to find.
It's very hard to find. It's almost unheard of these days because everything has been broken up. And, you know, if you go up and down the shoreline, if I take the dinghy and I go to Saugatuck or St. Joe, it's house, 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 house after
right.
one another. Until you get to Oval Beach where there's Nature Conservancy there, the houses stop. And this is one of those areas where there is a nice break for 1,100 feet where there's no houses. And then it starts up again, house, 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 house. So it makes it nice. So somebody who gets this can either make it all their own little family retreat that's all theirs, which if you look at it, a lot of little lots alone are going for over $1 million.
Yeah.
And here's sure. 47 acres, 1,100 square feet, which is a lot more than 100 square feet
yeah.
that you can have for yourself. Or you go in there and you put a few houses up and you just have your own little development and you call it a day.
And there's a house on it now.
There's
right?
one house on there right now. Yes. There is a nice little 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath ranch with a full basement that's currently on there.
But it easily appraised because we're not talking about appraised now, as we're talking about appraising the acres. The other side of that coin is, too, is, you know, aside from, say, Dubai, none of which any of us are moving to, they're not building any more beachfront property. So as an investment itself, even if you weren't ready to start developing, it's only going to continue to appreciate appreciate in value, as because beachfront, among anything else, has continued to hold its value throughout, for instance, the Great Recession and stuff. The beachfront values didn't really drop.
No, they didn't. And as we said before, because we're a small area with a very limited number of properties that are available at any one time, the buyers are now coming from so far away that those with money continue to have money are coming in.
Right.
So they sustain us. And it's really protected us during the last downturn. You know, everyone's, oh, we got hit hard. Well, we were going up and we just kind of leveled out.
For a while.
Yeah, we leveled out and now we're going back up again. We're catching back up with what the rest of the country has seen the last couple of years.
And our region overall, we've pretty much caught up to where we've gained back anything that was lost.
That's correct.
And we're seeing, I'm seeing houses, for instance, that somebody appraised. I had one in Berrien Springs, 3 bedrooms, 1,800 square feet, 2 baths, 3-car garage, pole barn, 2 acres, right? Last year, it appraised for $150,000 and they couldn't do what they wanted to do through their credit union. And the appraisal came back last month at $218,000 because there's so much limited inventory that, and it's not that prices are being driven to a collapse area again. That's not the case. But there's enough consistent growth that if you're in the market, you need to move and you need to be move quick and you need to be ready, right?
You're right. I was talking to the city hall. A couple people down there told me the average is 5 new homes in the city a year. This year, I think we're at 20. And they're not spec homes. These are people who are going to live there full time or they're going to be a vacation home. So it's a sustained growth is what we're seeing this time, which is nice.
Well, and you were talking on the phone earlier because you have a listing or you have a client who was making an offer and one of the other team members from your staff was calling in because somebody is saying, I have a backup offer ready to go right now if that's not sold, right?
And we're a backup offer. So there's a backup of a backup.
They're saying, that property.
If you're holding off and you're not ready to go, we're going to leapfrog you and take this.
Yeah.
So that's the way the market is right now. And this limited inventory and the builders are doing what they can. They can't do it fast enough.
Right. So. And really good builders are, they could be a year out because that other end of, I can't find the house that I want or I keep losing out on bids. So see, now it's my turn to say, hey, I'm on the radio. I can't talk right now. but I will pre-qualify you later.
Yes.
Yep, exactly.
I've lost out on so many offers, so there isn't something exactly I want in the market. So let me go find that vacant piece of land and we'll custom build exactly what we want.
And that's getting harder to find.
Yeah.
It's good luck trying to find even a 50 by 100-foot buildable lot in the city that's walking distance to the beach.
And you could stay at the place while you're building, too.
That's what's great about it. Yes, you can move right in there. And
right.
That definitely won't qualify an RD loan.
Right, yeah. Won't qualify for VA either.
No. No,
Well, in general, you're going to praise that as vacant land. But again, as you've talked about, you can buy a $1 million lot and only have 100 feet of water frontage. And here you've got 1,100. That, it's not going to have any issue praising. And Jen and I know where you can get that done.
Yeah. So. Well, the nice thing is you can help us out because we're looking at different options right now to a lot of people don't want to take on 47 acres.
Right.
So we will look at breaking and splitting certain parts off of this. So if you wanted just 100 by a 200 foot lot, come talk to us. We can split it off and then we come talk to you about doing construction loan or whatever we can do to make it work for them.
Yeah, you know who to talk to at the zoning commission.
Yep, exactly.
Anything else you want to say about the market or the South Haven region? Actually, you work, of course, much larger areas than that. You were just talking about clients who are looking up in Holland and you have clients looking over in Otsego, did you say, or Oshtemo?
Oshtemo.
Oshtemo, yeah.
It's a great area. The biggest thing, I always say there's 5 sections between New Buffalo and Saugatuck. You just need to sit down with them, find out what their lifestyle is about. And once you do that, it can help you narrow in where they should go. Even if they haven't noticed it yet or seen there, go check out the areas, whether it's South Haven, Saugatuck, St. Joe, Bridgman.
Just depends.
Yeah, we're both
going off.
We're both going off. But no, it's the market's great. The frustrating part right now is if most of my buyers are out of state, so they can only get here on the weekends. And if something comes up on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, there's a good chance it's gone by the time they can get up here on Saturday. So it's kind of like, if you guys like this, I need you to take a quick 2-hour trip to get up here and check it out real quick.
Yeah.
And after they lose out on 1 or 2 homes, they start to realize, wow, I guess I'm coming up on a Thursday night real quick after work to check this house out real quick.
Yeah, take Friday off.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing more use of virtual tours in houses and listings? And just, I mean, these have the pictures that are out on your website are just fabulous already. But a lot of times I can get enough information just from there to go, that's the one.
We are. I started off pioneering video out of a great company out of Lansing called Way Up Media. That was great. Problem is, by the time they could get down here and edit it, the house is already sold.
Right.
So you're dropping $400 on a video that's already gone. But people do love videos. One thing that people want to see after photos, floor plans. So floor plans is something people want to see because they want to see the layout of the home, and then videos after that. So you'll see more and more people start to add that when we do start to see a slowdown. But we're predicting at least for the next 12 months, we should be a nice solid market.
Oh, yeah. No, and actually for mortgages in particular on Jen and my side, the 2018 is projected to be a phenomenal year.
Yeah.
So
also something that you talked about saying that the people are only here on the weekends. That's something that I do work on weekends. So if you ever need me, I can do a pre-qualification on a Saturday or Sunday.
And well, that's and great your websites, both your websites are easy to find.
Right.
UnionHomeMortgage.com/JPostello. I'm pretty sure. Because
yes.
Mine's Jay Wallace.
Yes.
So.
That's it.
Well, it's been great having you up, Ryan. It's been fun coming up to South Haven. Tonight, Jay Postello at UnionHomeMortgage.com. That's Jen's email. Her cell phone, if you want to get pre-qualified, 269-214-6501. Ryan has some phenomenal listings that don't stay on the market long, so that's the other side of the coin. If you are thinking about listing something, you can call Ryan at 269-252-7926. His website is callryan.com. All the houses we talked about tonight are available, and some others as well on the website, and his email is info@callryan.com. Great to see you again, Ryan. And
thank you.
Jen, I'll see you back at the office.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.